Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way, and I'm so grateful for you tuning in this morning. We've got a great show for you, as I always pick out the most amazing guests. And, of course, we've got events happening, and school is almost, well, for some of us, some of my grandchildren have gone back to school. Some are getting ready for school. It's kind of my favorite time of year where it's like it's our time. And again, I want to remind you to follow us through our social on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, where you can find more positive inputs from me. And also download our podcast. And I want to invite you to our virtual business mixer, which is happening September 10th. You don't have to live near us. You could be anywhere in the world. That's what's been so amazing. And of course, our in-person mixer, that's happening October 10th, 5 to 8. And we would love to have you there and to have you speak about your business and get to know you and get to share you. So if you are interested in any of those things, I would love to have you. You can text us, mixer, at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Also, again, we'd love to hear from you and let us know that we're doing a great job. I do want to introduce our first guest, and she is actually one of our newest sponsors, Nurse Mary Jo. And of course, we are going to be talking a little bit about some of the amazing things that you could do to make your body feel good at any age. Let's bring on Nurse Mary Jo.
And again, Mary, thank you so much for being one of our sponsors here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. And talk to us a little bit about who you are and a little bit about what you've got going on.
Well, I've always been very crazy about health, and it's different than medicine. My father was a doctor. My mom was a nurse. I've been in the medical field my whole life. And I feel like I always wanted to help people. And I felt like, well, you know, if medicine is the way to do it, then that's what I'm going to do. I started my home health and hospice business with my partner, Shelley, 30 years ago. And we were very happy working with nurses. We're nurses ourselves, getting them out there, doing a lot of case management, teaching patients how to manage their medications. That's mostly what we do. And at the end of hospice, to me, that is the most beautiful time that we really get to share and help the families through this really difficult and very personal and intimate time of their lives. And I enjoyed that. I still enjoy it. Especially I'm Spanish speaking, so I helped a lot of Hispanics. They always, you know, have difficulty with that. But my passion has always been healthcare. And finding here as we're aging, I turned 47, and that's when my health started, you know, taking a turn. And I'm like, what's going on with this? Why am I gaining weight? Why are my hormones out of control? You know, what is going on? And I got to tell you, after 10 years, doctor after doctor, trying so many different expensive, you know, potions and lotions. And
exactly. Yeah. You know, I want to stop you right there. First of all, you know, it is a weird thing when you know, you've taken care of your health, and then all of a sudden we don't talk about that. We don't talk about our hormones. We don't talk about, you know, they call it the golden years, but I don't think they're very golden unless you've really got yourself. Like, we need to teach the younger people to make sure that they're taking care of themselves, because by the time you get to that golden year, it's not golden unless you've done your homework.
And that's exactly right. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is I am trying to teach people now, learn about your health, learn about your body, know how your body works, understand how your body works so that you can make healthy decisions, so that you can say, hey, do I really want this extra piece of cake or this extra whatever it is, chips, you know, whatever your addiction is. We all have food addictions. Food is very easy to be addicted to. The food companies have done an amazing job.
That's right.
You know, they've taken all the fiber out of the food. They've added all these additives that make us addicted, and we crave them and we want to have them. And that's what I want to teach. And you're right. We start aging at the age of 20, by the way. So all you 20-year-olds who feel like, oh yeah, you know, it's the prime of my life, because that's what I thought too, and I can eat and do whatever I want, that's when the aging process begins. And we really start to hit it hard after 40. Hopefully by 50, you know a little bit better what's happening. And this is why I'm so involved in trying to teach about perimenopause, postmenopause, in between menopause, pause, whatever. Because if you understand what's going on with your hormones, insulin being the most important hormone that nobody knows about. Nobody teaches us in school. I certainly didn't learn about it in school. All I knew is like, oh yeah, it carries the sugar into the cells. Okay, big deal. Oh yeah, diabetics need insulin to survive, which is terrible. Insulin is a growth hormone. It makes us fatter. So here, these poor diabetics are taking insulin, getting fatter. And the doctor's like, well, you have to lose weight and you have to exercise, and what's wrong with you? And these poor people are like, I don't know.
Counteract.
It's a bad, bad cycle. And right. I'm not saying that, you know, medication is amazing. It is done. We have progressed. We have helped save lives all the time with medicine. I agree with that 100%. The problem comes into when we do medication on a daily and keep it long-term. That's where we run into trouble. That's where I want to try to teach people who are on long-term medications, or when the doctor says, oh, you're a diabetic, you have to be on this medication the rest of your life. Like, no, guess what? You don't. You okay. can reserve, you can reverse insulin resistance. You can reverse metabolic syndrome. You just need to learn how your body works and how to do it so that you can reverse these symptoms naturally.
I love this. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we are talking to Mary Jo, nurse here. And of course, Nurse Mary Jo. How about that? Right. And so what is metabolic syndrome? Talk to us about that.
So it's also known as, you know, insulin resistance syndrome, but it's a group of conditions that increase the risk of heart disease being the number one killer in the U.S. Heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. That is metabolic syndrome. Some of those most common symptoms you'll find is like obesity, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, the low HDL, which is your good cholesterol. So those are some of the conditions that you get from metabolic syndrome. Now, the diseases, we call it disease, but it's really not a disease. It's a metabolic issue. Cancer, obesity, diabetes, Alzheimer's, including Alzheimer's now is type 3 diabetes, they've named it, but it's all insulin resistance. Okay. It's all because we have too much sugar in our blood, and our bodies, our cells are surviving, saying, I am not taking this because you will kill me. Right. So it becomes resistant on purpose, because there's so much sugar in the blood, and it's actually saying, I'm saving you. I'm going to put it in the fat cells. I'm going to put it in the liver. I'm going to put it in the muscle cells. I'm going to put it in your brain. That's where you get the mental fog, because I can't take it in the cells anymore because it'll kill us. So this is so important to understand what insulin resistance is and how to reverse it. And we can all do it naturally. We can all do it for free. It doesn't cost you anything. As a matter of fact, you could save money by doing this. You save money on groceries. You save money on doctor's visits. You save money on medications. And then, of course, there's supplements that can help if that is very difficult.
Okay.
But the conclusion of this, or the way, the fastest way to heal metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance is through increasing your fiber and fasting. Fasting and fiber. Now, people say, and you know, I heard you on a podcast with your doctor from Dr. Phyllis from Philadelphia, and you asked him, okay, doctor, so what do you recommend to your patients? And he goes, oh yeah, well, you know, you have to exercise more and lower your cholesterol. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know my cholesterol's high. How do I lower my cholesterol, doctor? Oh, well, here's a pill. No, we don't want that. We want, okay, how do I lower my cholesterol? The best way to lower your cholesterol is increasing fiber. But then who came up with the commercials for increasing fiber? Cheerios. But Cheerios increases the sugar in your blood. So you're back to same square one where you're increasing sugar, it increases your cholesterol. People think that increased cholesterol comes from fat. It does not. And I heard your question about, oh, should we eat meat for heart health? Should we not eat meat? There's controversial about that. I can tell you right now, we need meat for protein, the amino acids that we get for protein regeneration. We cannot do it any other way. So you do need meat. It's just quantity-wise. Yes, we overindulge. We overindulge with everything. The key is to break it down, go down to just 2 meals a day, fast for breakfast, increase your fiber, you will get rid of this.
Okay.
You will get
rid of this. So let's just go. What is fast for breakfast, fiber? What is a good fiber?
Okay, good question. Because if you go to the CVS or any grocery store, they only have like Metamucil or Benefiber, and that's only one fiber. And that's not going to do anything for you. Your microbiome is your gut, which is your second brain, which is the most important, one of the most important organs in your whole body.
Right.
Besides your liver. You need a lot of different fibers. So I have a fiber that I work with. It's called Balance from Unicity. It has 7 different plant-based fibers that it's like eating 10 salads a day. And it really helps. Besides, fiber, and this is, you take this fiber, it doesn't have no sugar, it doesn't have any calories. It, as a matter of fact, it fills your stomach so that before you have a lunch or dinner, you feel fuller, so you have satiety and you don't eat as much.
I love that.
And that is key. A lot of times we go to the restaurants, what's the first thing they give you? They give you free chips, free bread. Why would they do that? Don't people think, well, gosh, I'm going to get full if I eat this bread or these chips? No, you're not going to get full because that bread and that chips turns into sugar in your blood, which makes you hungry. It increases your insulin. Insulin makes you hungry, increases your cortisol. Cortisol stores fat. Here you go. And now you're hungrier and you're going to eat more. This is the reason why the restaurants give you this for free. So when anything is free, pay attention.
I like that. So I know that a lot of people love bread. So do you eat your meal first and have a little bread at the end?
I've
seen people do that.
Yes. That's the smartest thing.
Okay.
Have your carbs at the end and learn what are carbohydrates. People don't even know that there's carbohydrates in vegetables. People think, oh, I can eat as many vegetables as I want and all that I want. Like, no. Everything doesn't have to be measured. You don't have to calorie count. You just have to be conscious. The biggest foods you want to focus on is fiber, protein, and fats.
Okay. So fiber, we just talked about that. And if you can't get, well, first of all, how do we get your stuff, first of all?
Super easy. Go to my website, nursemaryjo.com.
Okay.
Can't get easier than that.
Okay, perfect. And how often do we do that daily?
You do that daily. It's like brushing your teeth.
Okay.
The fiber will detox your liver. It'll help your microbiome. It feeds your gut. So you're healthy. You increase your immune system every day. It's like taking vitamins. It's a food. It's an actual food.
Okay.
You're supplementing your food.
Okay, perfect. So then the next is your protein. Is that chicken? Is that meat? Is that
anything you like that has protein? I'm big on eggs. I'm big on salmon. I'm big on meat, chicken, turkey, anything wild is good for you.
Okay. Perfect. I love that. Okay. And the last thing you talked about.
Fat.
Fat. What?
So
what
this is a big difference. Fat? I want to talk a lot about adding the fruit oils to your diet. So this is very important to understand. Vegetable oils are actually dangerous. They have trans fats. This is what is increasing your LDL, your bad cholesterol. This is what causes plaque. This is the fat the doctor's telling you to stay away from when he says, lower your fat, lower your vegetable fat, not your fruit fat. So the fruit fats are olive oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil.
So all those are okay.
And that's easy to remember because they're fruits from the tree, right? Coconut fruit, olive oil, and avocado oil. They all grow on trees. That's a fruit. And those are the oils you want to have on a daily if you can. Add it in your dressing. Cook with it. You know, that's what you want. It's good for your hair, good for your nails, great for your skin. It brings youth and longevity to your life, and it helps with hormones. Hormones get released with fat. If we don't have enough fat in our bodies, we don't excrete our hormones correctly. Wow. And this is a big one for menopause and postmenopause. You want to increase your oils, the fruit oils.
I love this. This is so interesting. Okay. Can we really reverse this?
Yes. And I have somebody that's coming to our event. Her name is Bridget. We work together at my office. She's one of my directors there. And she has been a diabetic for over 16 years. She was on every diabetic medication, including insulin injections. She was overweight. She was just out of control. And then, of course, with menopause to boot, she was really losing it. And so I got her on the Feel Great system. She takes her tea in the morning, fasts in the morning. She eats her fiber right before lunch, right before dinner. She's lost over 40 pounds. Is off all of her medications, and she did this in 4 months. This is months. She was a diabetic for 16 years. And she looks like another person. She looks incredible. So many people in my office. I had another guy, he was a doctor friend of mine. He had a stroke last year. Of course, he's on all the medications for his heart disease. And I told him, listen, don't change anything. Don't get off your medication. Just add this. Add fasting, add the tea and the fiber. And he looked at me, goes, what is tea and fiber going to do for me? Like, really? Like, I'm a doctor. You're kidding me right now. And I said, just do it for 30 days and watch the difference. And I can't tell you, he is off all of his medications. His cardiologist is like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Your numbers are amazing. I have never seen your numbers this low, this fantastic. Keep going. And it's all natural. And he lost like 70 pounds and he's kept it off.
Wow.
So that's the thing too. It's not this yo-yoing, oh, okay, I do this and I lose all this weight and then what? No, this is why you do this on a daily, because it's a maintenance. It's a maintenance program for your health for the rest of your life. It's like eating food. Never worry.
Talk to us. We've got like minutes left, but I want to talk about intermittent fasting. Okay. Really quick. And then I want you to tell everybody one, how to get in touch with you, how to be at your event. And of course we're going to keep having you on because I think this is so important for so many people.
Thank you. Yes. Intermittent fasting is not as difficult as people think. I used to think it was difficult. I tried to do it by myself before. I would go do it, then I wouldn't do it because it is very difficult. There is, you know, free will of not eating is kind of difficult, but it's only periodic. So intermittently, that's what intermittent means, is I stop dinner at 8 o'clock. When 8 in the morning comes up, I drink a lot of water. I start drinking my tea. The tea is a yerba mate tea extract that has amazing benefits, that also has an appetite suppressant in there that helps me keep going through the morning. And then I have my lunch around 12 or 1 o'clock. And so when I eat my lunch, I have my fiber first, have my lunch, then I do it again before dinner. Dinner ends at 8 o'clock. So my eating window is between 12 and 8 o'clock. So I do a 16-8, 16 hours fasting, 8-hour window of eating. But that doesn't mean I eat for 8 hours. It just means that that's my eating window for lunch and dinner, for my two meals. There's no snacking, no soda, no sugar. That's key. The three S's. No snacking, no sugar, no soda. And this event, if you come to my event on Friday, August 23rd, you will learn all about the system. We're going to have samples there for you to try the tea and the fiber, see how you like it. We have an orange fiber. We have a berry fiber. And then the teas come in lemon or lemon ginger. And so we're going to have samples there for people to try and then listen to the whole deal about intermittent fasting. And then obviously, if you're interested in the business part of it, I'm inviting a lot of my nurses and people in the healthcare industry to learn about the business side of it as well, because there is money in health and wealth.
I like it. And if you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth. Or vice 100%. Versa, you know, yeah. So I love this. First of all, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm all about staying healthy. If you love what you do, you need to stay healthy. If you have a family, you need to stay healthy. There's so many reasons, and you want to feel good about your life. And so, yes. Again, how do my listeners find you, and how do they work with you?
So easy, nursemaryjo.com. I do not charge for consults. I do not charge for a subscription. All I care about is that you get the help you need. The system, the Feel Great system, the TM Fiber is only $158 a month with my discount that you get, because normally it's $200 and something. But you get it at my discount if you go on my website and use my link. And it's order now, and you order the system. And if you have any questions, I have my email on there. I have text on there. I'm happy to converse and go over anything with you and your physician, or with you to how to talk to your physician or your nurse practitioner, and so that I can help you get on that road to health. Because it's a long road, and we're going to live a long time. So we might as well live healthy.
Love that. I love that. Thank you again. And I look forward to our next talk, because so many good things here, so many golden nuggets. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. That was so interesting. I you know, it's funny. I know as a host, I'm supposed to be talking all the way through, but I was learning so many great tips. And so I'm really excited to try some of those great tips. So thank you so much. Our next guest is Susan Murata. And of course, we're talking about the Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival happening August 25th, 1 to 4. They have a new location, Westlake Yacht Club, and you are all invited. Susan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kim. It's nice to be back again this year.
I know. I look forward to it every year talking to you. Talk to us a little bit about how important this wine festival is, not only to have fun, have a glass of wine, but it's actually, you guys do an incredible job for the Special Olympics, correct?
Right. Yeah, I do want to talk about the wineries and things, but yes, it's all about raising money to support Special Olympics for their summer Olympic Games, and also to fund our scholarship program through the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. All of the net proceeds from this event go directly to those two causes.
Wow, that's great. And so talk to us about the event. I mean, every year that, you know, there's so many people that really just look forward to this. And not only that, they actually bring them up. And talk to us a little bit about how it helps them.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year, about being at the Yacht Club. We've got 16 wineries that are going to be participating. We've got some new wineries, which is exciting. All of the wines are more high-end, fabulous wines. And this year, the Westlake Yacht Club is right next door to Boccaccio's restaurant. And Boccaccio's is providing all of our yummy appetizers for this event.
Oh, so yum.
It's going to be fabulous for the people that are attending. Our sponsors are just amazing. If I could just mention our presenting
Please.
Sponsors, Los Angeles Capital Management, Tom Stevens, is on the Special Olympics Board of Directors. The Hager Family Trust, Ed Hager was a member of our club and supported this event year after year after year very generously, and he passed away, and his family has remained very supportive, and they are one of our presenting sponsors. And then the Lake Avenue Group at Morgan Stanley. So we've got other wonderful sponsors. Like I said, it's all about raising money. We hope people come to this event, buy raffle tickets. We have ways they can support the athletes directly. We have a fabulous silent auction with trips and wine and restaurant certificates. It's going to be wonderful. We hope people will bid on that. Like I said, it's all about raising money for Special Olympics and for our scholarship program.
How do our listeners get tickets?
They are right now, they're still $95. We honestly are the best deal in town. They're going to get fabulous wine, fabulous food, and 3 hours of entertainment, getting to meet and greet the Special Olympians. They can go on our website, ThousandOaksRotaryWineFestival.com. If they just Google Thousand Oaks Wine Festival, it'll come up, and they can buy tickets right there. They're $95 if they buy them before the event, $125 at the door. So we hope people go in and get as many tickets as they can online right now.
I know you always have music there too. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this year we have this wonderful guitarist, DJ the DJ is how he's known in town. He's a wonderful guitarist, and he'll be playing soft rock music throughout the event. The Westlake Yacht Club's a smaller venue than we normally have, a little more intimate. It would be harder to get any more entertainment than, you know, just a soloist, but he's fabulous, and I think it'll make a nice background, you know, as the people are walking around sampling the wines and the food and looking out at the beautiful Westlake Marina. It's
exactly.
Just a beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful
wow.
venue.
I think you guys scored. I really do. Talk to us about Thousand Oaks Rotary, all the things that they do.
Oh my goodness. Thousand Oaks Rotary is an amazing club. There's 5 Rotary clubs in the Conejo Valley. We are the largest. We have 100 members. Yesterday at our meeting, our Rotary Club donated over $130,000 to local nonprofits. It was just wonderful. There was like 40 nonprofits there. $130,000 from the different proceeds that we have raised from our different events, our chili cook-off and our street fair. And then we do projects all over town. We do projects globally. We just provided x-ray equipment to a hospital in Malawi.
Wow.
Africa.
That's incredible.
Donate. It's an amazing club. Rotary International is an amazing organization, and I'm honored to be part of it.
How long have you been part of it, Susan?
I personally have been in the club since 2002, so 22 years this month, actually.
Oh, my gosh, that's a long time. I've actually been to a couple of your meetings. There's just such a good feeling in there, and yet it's like a win-win. You're part of a club. You're part of a doing well for the community. How do people become a member or learn more about that?
Funny you should ask, because I happen to be membership chair this year.
How did I know that?
So they can always just reach out to me. You know, my email address is SusanMorata9@gmail.com. They can reach out to me. They can come to our club meeting. If they come in and say they're interested in membership, we provide a free lunch for them, and we'd love to have them. We meet on Thursdays at noon at Los Robles Green, and we would love to have them.
I love that. I love that. You know, I have started this business mixer, and I would love to share some of the things that you guys do there with all my people that, you know, when you're in business, you know, you obviously are running your business, but at the same time, it's so great. great to be a part of the community. And I think it's so important. And how is it, like, do you have a lot of retired people or more business owners? How does that look?
There are some retired. There are more and more young people joining Rotary. It's a great organization to give back to your mm-hmm. community. Like I said, we do so many different things in the community. So it's kind of like something for everybody, you know, no matter what your passion is. We have a lot of business people.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for networking with other business people. You know, it's a social club. It's a service club. Our motto is service above self. So that's what it's all about. But it, of course, is a great networking opportunity.
I love it. All right. So can you give out the website for the Thousand Oaks Rotary, first of all?
Yes. Thousand Oaks Rotary is just that. It was the Rotary Club of ThousandOaks.org.
Okay. And then for our wine festival that we are super excited. And again, for anybody that's been there the last couple of years, like myself, it's August 25th, 1 to 4, new location, Westlake Yacht Club. I know, right? It's so beautiful right there. And
it's fabulous.
And the food is going to be from the restaurant next door. Can you just share that one more time?
Boccaccio's restaurant. Everybody knows it. Anybody that's been in this community for any length of time has been to Boccaccio's out there on the landing. Fabulous food, and they're providing all of it this year. They've been very supportive year after year, and this year they're really helping us out by providing all of the food.
There you go. And of course, the nonprofit that it is supporting, talk to us about that.
Yeah, our Rotary Club has a foundation, a 501c foundation, and that's the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. That who is actually putting the event on. And that is the organization, Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation. We give scholarships every year to deserving high school and junior high school students to help them further their education. So, like I said, the majority of the funds will go to Special Olympics. The rest will go to our foundation for scholarships.
I love it. Susan, always so good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you out there. One more last question. If you could give the website so that our listeners can get tickets.
Yes, please. Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival.com. I know it's long. Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Susan. Please share our show with everyone. And again, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. You're welcome. All right. You know, I did this again, and I always start my show with something uplifting, and I actually didn't do it, so I'm going to do it right now. And if you can't have the best of everything, make the best of everything you have. It's all about mindset, and I am so glad that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we are going to be talking with Ming Tai He. He's the head of restaurants at Square. We're going to talk about some of the reports. Restaurants have really changed, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, joining me is Ming Tai Ha, and you are the head of restaurants at Square. And restaurants are actually looking a little bit different lately, right? I mean, gosh, from the industry trends to just everything's changed a little bit. So you're here to kind of just tell us about some of the new reports that that the recent state of restaurant industry, like the service fees and nightlife and all that. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the head of food and beverage at Square, oversee how Square serves restaurants with technology. Really excited to be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So let me ask you, what are some of the latest trends in the restaurant industry?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned earlier, the running a restaurant is more complex and challenging than ever. There's a lot of things that go into making a restaurant successful. I'm going to highlight about two trends out of our quarterly restaurant report today. This comes from looking at the data across hundreds of thousands of restaurants on our platform across the country. And then, you know, two trends that stand out are labor. We're seeing some softness in the labor market. And then two, you know, where are restaurants thriving and the ones that are struggling? And on struggling, what are they doing to combat those costs?
Yeah, yeah. And so, first of all, I guess everybody got a raise, right? But then that means everybody that's eating there got a raise too, correct?
Well, in the sense that we're seeing in the labor market, wages are up. That's great. But that was also in some ways to stay in close to inflation. So what we saw in the last quarter specifically is that wages went up 4.1% for hourly restaurant workers. That meaning includes wages, tips, and overtime. And then the inflation rate was just shy of 3%. So, you know, as long as the wages are above inflation and growing, then that's good, as the wallets won't be pinched too hard.
Exactly. Okay. And what about the restaurant service fees? Is that like a common thing, or is that only in some areas, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at a wide data set, they're relatively uncommon service fees. And just so everybody knows, service fees are different from service charges. Surcharges are specifically to offset credit card processing fees. And service fees are a little more geared towards hospitality. And those differences depend on local laws. When we look at the data, about 3.7% of all restaurant transactions included a service fee. Now, that seems pretty tiny, but the thing is, that has more than doubled since the beginning of 2022. Now, we know restaurants use service fees for many different reasons, offsetting overhead, maintenance, administrative costs, all the things that go into running a restaurant. I think the clear thing, though, is restaurants have to be transparent about these fees so that customers know what this money is going towards.
Yeah, I love that, being transparent, because people are thinking that, you know, they're trying to pull one over on them. But as we go to the grocery store, we know that charges for just, you know, our food has doubled, if not tripled, you know. And so I can imagine they're going through the same kind of thing. Now, talk about the earnings that's changed for the restaurant workers.
Yeah, I was highlighting before, those hourly earnings are up. And higher than inflation. So that's really great for the restaurant workers. You know, when you think about base pay for restaurant workers, it has to come from the restaurant ownership, restaurant operators. And so previously on the, when I was talking about service fees, restaurant operators don't like raising prices of their food and drink because it's optically, you know, something that they don't want to do. And also, when you look at one menu on one side of the street and another menu on the other side of the street, you may choose based on price. So these service fees also might be, you know, being incorporated to preserve pricing, but then also enable them to provide more wages and higher wages for their employees.
Very interesting. And what has changed in the nightlife? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the evening, fun time. So between the hours of 7 and 4 a.m., yes, 4 a.m., I did say that, there's been a great increase in transaction activity. So at restaurants and bars, we've seen those numbers go up. Specifically, let's talk about the Los Angeles area. The national average is just 20%, so a fifth of all transactions happen at night. In L.A., that number is 30%. Which is higher than it was in 2019 pre-COVID. So it's exciting to see that the Los Angeles communities are out and about enjoying themselves for a drink and eating at night.
So that's more like Europe, right? Because Europe, people don't start eating till, you know, so I mean, we eat early usually in California, but I know when we've been in Europe, they're just starting to think about dinner about 9 or 10. So is that kind of the trend?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I wouldn't say that there's a massive trend towards like eating much later. I think more spending is happening later. So, you know, that could be attributed to bars being more filled, especially when maybe your sports teams are playing well. There are numerous reasons why people are out of hanging out. Or simply, hey, yeah, people feel more confident going out, you know, for drinking and dancing or whatnot. So it's good for those who thrive in the evening.
And restaurants are staying open then, I guess, correct?
Yeah, they are. You know, we definitely saw restaurants struggle with staffing, and thus, therefore, their hours changed. But, you know, the data is showing that people do want to stay out a little bit later and spend money. And so that's good for the businesses that
there
are
you
available
go.
To be open.
It's a win-win-win. I like it. I like win-win-wins. Ming, thank you so much for joining us. How can my listeners find out more about what we've been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. For more information on Square and to see more results from this report, go to squareup.com. That's squareup.com.
You got it. Ming, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show with everyone and let's connect on social.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you, Ming, and some really good tips there. And it sounds like nightlife is booming and, you know, restaurants are still the thing to go to. It's one of our favorite things. I love going to new restaurants. So anyways, we are going to move on to our next guest, and that's Malcolm Mitchell. He's the author of new children's book, and he's got a message in all his books. And it's from struggling readers to Super Bowl champ. Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And, of course, you have had a brighter side. And I love that you have this new book coming out. And, of course, you're the author, Super Bowl champion, founder of the Share the Magic Foundation, and digital equity ambassador. And, of course, your newest book, I love it. It's a children's book, A World Within Reach. That's just so positive right there for that sentence right there, title of A World Within Reach. Talk to us about that and welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, I appreciate that kind introduction. A World Within Reach is a story about a kid named Milo Maxey. And Milo Maxey...
Let me ask you, who is Milo? Who is Milo?
He's a combination of a few things.
Okay.
Yes, I am in there, but, you know, everything that I've experienced through life, whether it be through me going through the process or just learning from communities that I've had an opportunity to engage with, is who Milo Maxey is. He's a combination of my understanding that people, generally speaking, have this deep desire to be the best version of themselves. And Milo is no different.
I love it. I love that. Okay, cool.
Milo wants to learn as much as he possibly can. And the story starts off in a library, a place of learning. And Milo reads as many books as he can get his hands on. But he quickly faces a challenge. He reads all the books. So he's trying to discover this alternative way of learning. He's trying to discover a new path forward. He's trying to discover new ways to be connected to the information that will help him be his best. Well, thankfully, Milo stumbles upon a pair of gleaming goggles. And with the help of a librarian, he tries these goggles on. And he's immediately whisked away into different communities that he gets to experience, gets to learn new things, gets to listen to new music. He gets to be the best that he can be through this connectivity. A World Within Reach is truly celebrating the power of connectivity. And I think Milo's journey exemplifies exactly what that means. Having access to a resource that really makes the world within reach.
Beautiful, Malcolm. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of, and it's really interesting. 17 years ago, I started my show, and it was about the brighter side of life. And if you look at, you know, anything with rose-colored glasses on, you'll see something amazing. And so it sounds like those green goggles are like my, rose-colored glasses that I wear every day, because there's always something to be grateful for. I love that. I have five grandchildren. I would love to get this book for all of them, because that's what life's all about. You know, it's really looking at how much can I take in this world and really be my best version of myself. So I love that. What ages is your book for?
Yeah, just to piggyback off of a little bit that you were saying, you know, I grew up an athlete, and I thought football was everything. And it wasn't until I got around 19, 20 years old while I was in college that I realized that, you know, the world had much more to offer. I just needed to figure out how to grant myself access to it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started reading. And when I formed this relationship with Cox and became their digital equity ambassador, I realized that the same level of exposure that I was hoping to gain through reading books, access to information, could be granted through technology, access mm-hmm. to the internet, and understanding how to use it safely, and understanding digital literacy on how I could use this resource to help me get where I want to be at in life. This book, A World Within Reach, was designed to definitely highlight those things. Connectivity, digital literacy, and digital safety. And it is a picture book, so it is for students really birthed through 10, and at that point may age out of it a little bit.
My oldest children that are parents now, but I remember being in their elementary school and I was PTA mom, and it was the very first time we had brought computers in. And it was so exciting, but it was so scary because there's so many things that you have to learn and be careful with. And so we had, you know, all the police in to just say, you know, you have to be safe. And, you know, kids don't understand that. And so I love that you put some safety, you know, things in there, connecting at home and what parents should actually do. So what are some of the things that parents can help their kids remain safe?
Well, at its core, I think, let's say at a basic level, digital inclusion consists of three very important things: connectivity, you know, access to the internet,
right?
Digital literacy. And to me, that's education on how to use this resource to empower your future.
Mm-hmm.
And three would be an actual device so you can interface with.
Yeah, I love it. My kids, all my grandchildren all have iPads, and they are so
how old are they?
So I have 3 9-year-olds, have 1 6-year-old, and I have 1 brand new 4-month-old. So yes.
Can they use those iPads better than you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Yeah. Absolutely. It is their age of that, you know. I'm like trying to do something, they're like, Nana, hold on a second, I'll help you, you know. So, but oh my gosh, they're so advanced because of the connecting. Through reading and games and it's just a whole nother world. So I love what you're talking about.
Yeah. And that's just to highlight Cox just a little bit, because there are a lot of things that I was unaware of when I started this relationship in 2021. And I think we understand the concept of digital literacy and digital safety, but it's once I start really diving into some of the context of everything that I realized some of the challenge is exactly what we pointed out. Kids know how to use these devices at faster rates than, you know, I'm 31 and I have a 4-year-old son, and he probably can use my phone better than I can, or he can use in ways in which I never considered using it.
Exactly.
So educating ourselves and making sure that we're digitally literate and we understand all the safety procedures in place matters a lot. So, you know, at the end of this, I'll tell people where they can go to learn more about digital literacy and educating themselves on the topic.
And I think that, Malcolm, that's really the importance, okay? You want to keep your children safe. We all do. So we need to know a little bit more, you know, not how to play their games, okay, but how to keep them safe. And that's really the bottom line right there. So I love it. And I'm sure that Cox probably has some incredible ways to, you know, give our parents that talent, correct?
That is correct. One of the ways in which individuals can learn more is if they go to cox.com/read. They'll be exposed to A World Within Reach, the picture book of Milo Maxey's journey. But there will also be more information about the resources that are provided.
Keeping our children safe. And how do our listeners find your book and find out more about you?
If you want to find out more about, I'm not a hard person to find. It's just Malcolm Mitchell. Mm-hmm. But if you want to learn
about
more,
Milo yeah. Maxi. I want to know Milo Maxi with those
perfect
goggles.
I can
on.
Answer that one. Milo can be found at cox.com/read.
I want to get my kids those books because I love anything that has lessons behind them. And really quick, I know our time is valuable. What is one lesson that Milo's going to help teach our children?
That's a great question. My hope is that Milo teaches children the value of digital literacy, what mm-hmm. it means to be connected and what it can do for your life if you use it in a safe way. It is truly a powerful tool that literally makes the world within reach.
I just brought my children. One lives out in a different state. And we had them all together. They didn't realize that they're like, we love our cousins, right? And I'm yeah. like, oh, this is all worth it. So, of course, they're all connected now. It just made it a little bit smaller and made family being connected. So I love where this is going. So thank you so much for joining us here. I'd love to connect with you on social.
I appreciate that. And please do. Again, I'm not all hard right. to find. I look forward to it.
You got it. Thanks again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Take care. What a great show and some really good tips. And of course, I do want to remind you to join us at our mixers, either virtual or in person. And all you have to do is text us at 805-419-0008 and just put mixer, and one of our team members will get back with you. I want to wish you a happy rest of your weekend. And also, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Be the best of whatever you are. That's what life's all about. I'll talk to you next week.